A few minutes ago, you said something about the West Side not being a community.
Well,
what did you mean?
If you move here over 50 and your kids are grown, you don't have any concerns about schools. Probably you got gray hair like me, and you don't even worry about the cop, okay? So you don't see, and we're not looking for work. I mean, you know, large percent. So, you know, I mean, you're just here. But you come here at 22, mm-hmm. and Lord, don't have a baby and a spouse, you have to find work. You definitely be dealing with the educational system. You're probably going to have an encounter with the police officer. Let me say this. I was 35. I was here a week and I was incarcerated. Thank God I wasn't drinking, I'd have been dead. And I'm an ex-policeman. I happened to be waiting on a credit union to open up. I went to the bus station to read my paper, and fell asleep and read my paper. I gambled all night. But anyway, the cop came over me and arrested me for loitering in vagrancy. He said, sir, I live right there. I said, I'm waiting on the bank to open. I didn't have any money, so I wasn't going to stay in the casino. But anyway, he arrested me. And that almost affected my whole life. I had to have a special interview to get on the fire department because I had the right, I was arrested. I had to say, overcome the same, this is what black men don't tell you. I had to overcome the same thing when I was a policeman at 21. They interviewed me, went through the process. When they called me, I had to go talk to one man. He says, your father was incarcerated. Yep. I said, I haven't seen him in 20 years. He said, your brother was incarcerated. I said, when does a younger brother influence an older brother? They could have heavily impacted my life. And that's something that plagues young brothers. That's one reason why I work with kids. That's why I'm always encouraging people to become police officers and firefighters. Well, police officers, one thing is because when I stop, you ask some questions. I get a little feel from you, huh? Once you lose your fingerprints today, guess what?
So do you think black police officers are different from white police officers?
I'm glad you asked that question. Mm-hmm. I have to be very, very careful. First of all, we get them out of the Air Force. They're not from here. They don't have any roots here. They don't, you know, they come, it's a job. And when you, you know, sad part about America, everything is reduced to being a job. Okay? You act about activism. I say, if they're paid, they're not an activist. That's the job. Okay? And you can see certain levels of passion brought to something. Huh? I'm here almost every day, 5 o'clock in the morning, because I'm getting things ready for my crop, my kids.